This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite, self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. This is the first time I'm here seeing my face or hearing my voice. I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of said disorder, said traits, said toxic people, and all that other stuff. Today's episode is going to be about how some narcissists, a lot of narcissists and toxic people, live their lives like their ex is watching. Boom. That's the video. Thanks for tuning in. Like and subscribe for more. Mental illness is out. Peace. But yeah, seriously, y'all, truly, this is why I tell people on a consistent basis to turn off the narcissist TV. This is why I tell people. I tell these people to people all the time, turn off the narcissist TV. What's a narcissist TV, Lee? It's the television. It's a television set called social media or staying in contact with that narcissistic toxic person. It just is. I tell this to people all the time. Turn off the narcissist television, because a lot of narcissists and toxic people live their lives on social media and in real life sometimes, like their exes are watching them, or their exes will find out. Yeah. Or their children, or whoever they've broken up with, whoever they've went no contact with, or whoever ghosted them, whoever it is that's out of their life. It doesn't have to be an intimate partner. It could be your ex-best friend who's toxic as hell. It could be your mom or your dad, or your significant other, your sibling, or whoever it is, y'all. They're living their life like you are watching. A lot of them do this. A lot of them absolutely, positively do this. That's why I tell people, I call it the narcissist TV. A lot of people who I've done one-on-ones with, y'all understand what I say, what I mean, the narcissist TV. You have to turn it off. You have to flip off the boob tube. The boob tube that is the narcissist television, you got to turn it off. Because if you don't turn it off, you're going to hurt your feelings. You're going to see something that's going to break you, see something that's going to hurt you, see something that's going to make you question why this narcissistic, you're going to see something that makes you question why this narcissistic person didn't do this for you. A lot of times, y'all, you have to turn it off. And I said, because that narcissistic person, like, they're out to hurt you even after the relationship ends. Post separation, narcissistic, toxic abuse, whatever, is real. Post separation abuse is absolutely real, y'all. When the relationship ends, they might still be trying to hurt you. They might still be trying to mentally, emotionally, physically harm you. Sometimes, a lot of times, it's going to be emotionally or mentally, because they no longer have access to you, but they think you're watching them. So they're going to give the new person in their life everything you've been asking for. They're going to give, if it's your parent, they're going to give your siblings or your siblings everything you've been asking for, your step siblings everything you've been asking for, everything you wanted, everything you've been begging and pleading for them to do. They're going to give that to the new person in their life or to other people in your life. Just to hurt your feelings, just because they think you're going to hear about it, or somebody's going to tell you about it. It doesn't have to be actual social media or whatever. It can just be real life, because you're still in contact with certain people in that circle, in that dynamic. So they're going to assume that you're going to hear about it. And do you hear about it all the time? No. But sometimes the narcissistic person, we assume you're going to hear about it. Y'all, assume you're going to hear about it. You might not even hear anything about it. You might be no contact with us, not watching us on social media. You might be completely done with us. We don't have any mutual friends, but I'm still in my head so paranoid that you're watching me, or that you might be stalking me or whatever, that I'm living like you are.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
I'm living like you are watching me. So I'm going to be on my best behavior right now. You see what I'm saying? Because I think you're watching me, because I think you're going to hear about this, because I think it's going to get back to you. I'm living like you are you watching me right now. I'm just like, okay, they're definitely going to hear about this. So I got it in my head that you're going to hear about it. So I'm doing it. So like you're watching me. You see what I'm saying? I got it in my head right now that you're going to hear about this. So, or you're going to see it. So I'm doing things. I'm doing more extravagant things. Why do they treat the next person so much better? Because they think you're watching them. One of the reasons why is because they think you're watching them. It's not the only reason, but they think you're watching them. So don't watch them. Because a lot of times when you're watching them, you're only hurting yourself. Sometimes y'all look for confirmation that you made the right decision. I need to know that I made the right decision. Trust yourself that you made the right decision. If you left this relationship or they left you, whatever, trust the fact that it might be for the best. Because you're going to go on there, you're going to create a finsta. What do the young folks call it? A finsta, a fake Instagram. You're going to create a finsta. And you're going to go do some damage to yourself. You're going to hurt your own feelings. You're going to break your heart. You're like, no, they're treating the next person so much better. What's wrong with me? Why didn't they do that for me? They think you're watching them. And plus, they're also love bombing the new person, love bombing their step siblings, love bombing the other friends in your dynamic. Whoever they're love bombing, they're giving it to them. They're love bombing because they think you're watching. I'm saying that right now. Turn it off. And you might not actually be watching y'all. You might not actually be watching them, but I'm so, like I said again, in my mind, I think the world revolves around me sometimes. So I think you're watching me. I think I'm the best. And sometimes they live like you're watching. They live like you're watching them because they're actually watching you. Surprise! Or not. They might not be a surprise to some of y'all. They live like you're watching them because they're watching you. You mean a lot of times it's projection. They're projecting what they're doing onto the world. Like, I'm watching them, so they must be watching me. They have to be watching me. I'm the best thing that ever happened to them, so they definitely have to be watching me. They definitely are keeping an eye on me and this, that, and the third. You see what I'm saying? So you have to guard yourself. You absolutely have to, y'all. Because if you don't, I'm just telling you, that's the way it goes. You're going to hurt your own feelings. You're going to keep you like. A lot of narcissistic people are paranoid. Like we just are, y'all. This is not speaking for every single narcissist. Like I see these little some narcissists get on my nerves, y'all. I'm gonna be real, because they just automatically. Well, Lee Hammett doesn't speak for all narcissists. Duh, never said he did. But again, when you're dealing with narcissists, what more do you expect? You see what I'm saying? But that's the dynamic that goes into it, y'all. Some of them are absolutely living life like you are watching. Sometimes it's just to try to one-up you. Sometimes it's to hurt you. Sometimes they're living life to hurt you. They're living their life to hurt you, to punish you. Especially if you broke up with them, if you discarded that narcissistic person, you broke up with them or whatever, they're absolutely out to try to seek vengeance by hurting you. So they're going to try to move on quickly. They're going to move on quickly, fall in love, get married, have kids. They're going to have kids really, really fast by someone else. And you're going to be like, what's wrong with me? What did I do wrong? You know, I wanted that. They're giving the life I wanted and begged for so long to the next person. And when I finally decided I had enough, they up and give it to the next person. Because now you hurt them. If you broke up with them and they were not ready for you to leave, they're going to take that. They're going to come for their pound, what do you call it? A pound of flesh. They're going to come for you. Out of anger, out of frustration, out of manipulation, they're going to come for you. And they're going to be just steaming hot. And they're going to be trying to treat the next person better out of retaliation for you sometimes. And sometimes, so think about it like this though, y'all. If they're living life like you are watching, do they actually care about the next person that much? Ask yourself that question right there, y'all. It's a question I feel like that needs answering. Anyway, y'all, let me cut this thing short. Y'all see the brand right here? I'm Brave. I love me. The self-love brand is still here. The link is in the description of every single video and podcast I do. Support the brand, y'all. Rep it. It's the self-love, self-empowerment brand. Anyways, y'all, this is I'm Brave. Anyways, y'all, thank y'all for tuning in. Like and subscribe for more. And as always, mental illness is out. Peace.